All right, good singing all the way around. You gonna be all right? I'm just checking on you. Just checking. I try to check on people that I care much about. Not sure any one of you can get met, talked on. Yeah, gotta. Let me see if that's gonna do it right there. How about that? No. All right. Let me see here again.
It's broke. It's not my fault.
How about that? That's all right. Just hang on a minute. Yeah, let's see here. Set. Power. You were the last one to use it. No. Uh-huh. Does anybody have to know how to put a battery in this? Oh, yeah, look here. Hang on a minute. That's probably. Let me look. Just give me a chance. All right, let's do it again. Put that on there. Mash that button. Bring me a battery. I get takes two of them. There's two. Is that two all very hot? That's the way we planned it. We rehearsed it just like this. All right, now, let's see here. One of them's the plus up, and the other one's the plus down. And then, mash that. How you like the way that is? Huh? Isn't that amazing? Even a Tesla has to be recharged every now and again. And, of course, this one here looked like somebody took a key to it, scraped it up and down the side, and all that business there. All right? All right, God bless you. Thank you for your patience and waiting for us and all that business there. And, man, what great singing all the way around. Take your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter number 25. There's a passage there that we want to look at in Matthew chapter 25. And if you find the place you're able to stand, we're going to be looking at about verse number 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, to another 1. To every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the Word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. Thank you for the good singing. We ask your blessings now upon this service. Speak to our hearts, we pray thee, and we'll thank you for saving the lost, lifting up the downhearted, setting the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I'm going to preach a little while this morning on our God-given ability. You know, whenever you begin to look into it, when we stand before the Lord, you and I are going to stand before God not because of what we know, but what we should have known with the time that we've lived here in this world. You realize, though, is that we're not going to be judged according to what we've done, but what we could have done for the cause of Christ. Isn't that something? Now, I want to tell you right now, it's easy to be able to shout amen. It's easy to be able to get up on Sunday morning. But do you know there's a lot of people can't even do that? I mean, once or twice a year, that's about all they can show up. And they'll pop in, pop out, and pop up like a Pop-Tart, and first thing you know, they're gone. I want to say to you that, if you will, that God has given you and I a certain ability to be able to accomplish for His name and for His glory. Let me say that when you begin to look into it, the Bible said over there in the book of Proverbs, don't turn there, but in chapter 22:6, train up a child the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from him. Now, I realize that, it's easy whenever they're going to school to learn how to daydream in school. I remember whenever I went to school, I don't know, I was in the third or fourth grade, and I was sitting there thinking how boring that teacher was. And I was looking outside at an oak tree that had a big hollow down in the bottom of it, and I kept wondering if there was a coon in there somewhere, and if I could trap it and be able to catch some and skin some of them coon hides out and sell them pelts. And you see, I'm from the pioneer school. And a lot of times, you know, when you just have it, Dennis, did you hear me ask you the question? No, ma'am, I'm sorry. I was looking at a coon den. Well, we're not studying animal husbandry and stuff like that. We're wanting to know if you're grabbing hold of what it is. And do you ever notice how we've learned to daydream in school, then we learn it in church? I can't tell you how many people I've had come to church that said, man, I'm beaten, I'm wore out. And I said, well, hey, maybe you'll catch a little nap in church. I hope so. I did last Sunday. If you need a little nap, go ahead on. But when you stand before the Lord, it may be the very lesson that you should have grabbed hold of. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find that Jesus said over there in Matthew chapter number 11, he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. If you're going to learn something about the Lord, you're going to have to put forth some effort. You're going to have to put some ability. Now, let me tell you, things you're learning are things that you're just now being able to learn about. And things that you've learned are things you already know. And let me say to you, is that learning is a thing that is going to help you to be able to know what your God-given ability is before the Lord. Now, you know, in this life we're living in, some get it on the first run. Somebody told me one time, and you may know the stats, and they may have gotten worse since then, but somebody said that the average person only retains 15% of what they've learned. That means, fellas, you could preach a sermon several times. And I've had some. I was over in Louisiana one time. And, of course, he was there three different times for 9 years. I can't tell you some of the people that would come by and that it hadn't been maybe a year since I had preached a sermon. Preacher, that's the best sermon I ever heard in my life. I thought, what'd you do with it the first time that ever we spoke? See? Well, you know, they're on that 15%. They didn't retain it. By the way, I want to say to you, some people get it on the first run. That ain't all of it. Sometimes it takes the second run to be able to get it. Sometimes people don't get it until the third time around. And some never get it. That's something, isn't it? There was an old boy we just got through reading about. Can you imagine? There's a man that's over there in Thailand preaching the word of the Lord, establishing a church and trying to help people come to know Jesus in the free pardon of sin. And make no mistake about it, I'm sure that after 3 years, him sitting there listening, he's wondering what's going on. I had a man like that in Louisiana one time. And finally, God got a hold of his heart. And here he came down the aisle. Shook my hand, grabbed me. You could tell he was under conviction. You could tell God is doing something real in his heart. And here's what he said, all he knew to say. He said, preacher, I can't take it no more. You scare the hell out of me every time I come. Now, he, you know, bear with him a little bit. He's from the old school way back when. I said, that's exactly what we intended to do, is we won't see you miss hell and make heaven. I want to say to you that when you begin to learn about the Bible, you're going to find out that not all soil that's out there can soak up the same amount of water. Did you notice that? I mean, you're an earthen vessel. The word of the Lord is the water of life. And not everybody is going to soak up the same amount. You know, in this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that whenever you're developing somebody, you can only develop them to whatever their potential is. Did you know that? You can't develop them beyond their God-given ability or potential. And sometimes, you know, we're bad about saying like this right here, well, if I can do it, you can do it. That's not true. That's just not so. I mean, if I can do it, anybody can. No, anybody can. God gave to these men according to their ability. That's what he did. Did you ever notice that? That whenever he gave those talents that were out there, he gave one five. He gave another one two. Why didn't he give him five? Because that wasn't his ability and potential to be able to develop. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that God wants people to be developed to their potential, not to our expectation, but to their potential. And, you know, every now and again, you're going to run upon somebody And you're going to think, man, I'm just afraid, as slow as you are in getting it, God's giving you rocks instead of brains. I'm not real good with that kind of stuff. I mean, I'd like everybody to be able to get it. I can remember when these kids of mine were growing up, and I'd say something to them, you know, and I'd make a statement and say, hey, why don't you quit acting like a five-year-old? And more than one of them told me, well, Daddy, I am five. Oh, I see. Well, huh. I was expecting them to be beyond their potential. In the lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out not everybody has the same ability. Not everybody has the same capability. Look over there in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter number 12, and I want to show you a passage or two that if I will. Over there in 1 Corinthians in chapter number 12, and I want you to look in about verse number 12 is where we'll take up reading. And here's what he says, for as the body is one, and many hath many members, and all in the members of that one body, being many are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and we've been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Then he goes, and if the foot, now he starts out with the foot. Obviously, he wants us to be able to be concerned about with our walk. Are you walking with the Lord? Are you walking in the Spirit? Are you walking to please God? Obviously, he brings out the foot because there ought to be some walking with God going on in our lives. Everybody ought to have that kind of ability. In this Bible lesson, notice if you will, please, he said, if the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand. You know, every now and again, we look at our hand. You know, if the hand is not careful and if your eye looks to lust, your hand will reach to touch. You better be careful with that. And he says, I'm not the body, is therefore not of the body. And if the ear, how's your listening going on? If the ear shall say, behold, because that I'm not of the eye, there's that eye. I'm not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole body were hearing, where the smelling? But now God said the members, every one of them, in the body as it had pleased him. And if it were all one member, then where the body? But now are there many members and yet but one body. And he said, the eye cannot say unto the hand that I have no need of thee, nor again to the head of the feet, I have no need of you. And nay, much more those members that are of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Hey, that's good news, isn't it? Do you realize that? Oh, you may be thinking, well, I'm not able, I don't have any talent. Yes, you do. I don't have any ability. Yes, you do. I don't have any capability. Yes, you do. It doesn't make any difference what somebody else may or may not think. God has given you something and he'll not put more upon you than you're able to bear. And you ought to develop yourself to the ultimate, whatever it is, your capability will finally be developed. You ought to be able to get developed into there. See, you know, sometimes is that we expect our children to know as much as you and I. That's the reason I try to encourage them every now and again. Don't be too quick, you know, to be able to jump out here and to listen. You know what kids begin to do? They begin after they get to be teenagers. They go to thinking how ignorant their mom and daddy is. And as a result of that, they're wondering how in the world that we ever made it this far with as ignorant of instruction that mom and daddy's been giving me. That's the way it is. You're never going to get that out of them. They're going to have to go through life, and then they're going to have to end up down the road somewhere with kids of their own, and then they're going to remember some of those things that you were teaching them. As a result of that, never try to put upon somebody more than they're able to bear. Let me say to you that in the public school system that we live in the world that we're living in, they operate on a one-size-fits-all kind of category. I remember I was in school. I had a lady that was a teacher. Her name was Schultz, Miss Schultz. I do remember that. And don't practice some of these things that I tell you boys and girls that are having to go to school, whether you be at home or where you're at. And anyhow, I skipped out one day, and And as a result, of course, I had to show back up another day, but I wasn't there. And old Miss Schultz in calling me, Dennis, here, where were you yesterday? Now, see, now that's hurtful, Miss Schultz. I was sitting right here yesterday. You didn't remember calling my name and me calling out to you? If you're not going to recognize me when I show up, why do I need to keep coming for? I've been saved since then. That's under the blood, and I lied about it, but nonetheless. And so I can't tell you some of the things we had to lie about. I've never written a book report and reading the book in my life, never. I've given a lot of book reports, got A on most of them, sometimes a high B, you know, never got anything less than a B plus. And a lot of times, and what I do was, I had to go ahead and read that little back, or the forward and the back, and, you know, just that little flap. I could read that much. I took that much time. And then I didn't have nothing to say on that, and here's how I figured it. Do you realize, though, that as many people that are in that classroom, if you've got 25, 30 people in class, that teacher's not going to take a report and go home and read 5 or 6 pages that each one of us wrote. I mean, the law of average, they're not going to. Now, there may be one or two that's dedicated and all that. I just knew she wasn't going to recognize the potential and the capability that old Dennis had. Now, I would to God I'd have paid more attention and done things a little different. I could have probably been a lot smarter than what I am. But they moved too slow to suit me. I mean, let's get it up and get it on and let's go with it and get over with and get out of here. See? As a result of that, you're going to find out is that in the house of God, that's not going to work. God's going to catch you when you're trying to cheat on the quiz or on the exam that God's given in the book. You better read the book. You better act upon the book. See? In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that, you know what, I don't like to read. Some of you love reading. Some of you gals, several of you in here, you just love to read. You're just a bookworm, and that's good, and that's commendable, and I would that I had been and could be. I hate to read, don't you? I just hate it. And wouldn't that be something to get called to preach, buddy? I'm this deep and this eyeballing things I've got to read. Sunday morning comes around. If you ain't got it by then, you're not going to get it. I want to record into our I've got grandkids, 17 grandkids. You got 2 great grandkids. I remember back when one or two of them, they didn't walk the same time. And then, of course, you know, naturally you got worried about. And then they didn't talk the same time. And then, of course, you know, everybody's getting worried about. And let me just say to you that, if you will, is that they didn't all get saved at the same time. You see, in this Bible lesson that we're looking at, God is wanting you to discover you have an ability and a capable ability about you that you might be able to exalt and magnify Him together. It wouldn't be right for as smart as some of you are, and I guarantee you there's some smart people that are in here. It wouldn't be right for me to have to be able to meet the same level that you're at right now because I don't have that ability or capability. But let me tell you, I'm glad for you. I'm glad for you to be able to do that. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that we're not all the same physically. I mean, some of you could pick up maybe one side of this building. Well, maybe not quite, but if you use both muscles, you might could. Some of you, buddy, have got a mentality. Your mind's like a steel trap. You hear it, you got it, and all that right there. I hear it. Could you repeat that again? Say it again. Was his name Carl? No, Charles. Charles. Like Charles Hatton Spurgeon. How about that? Not like Carl that used to live across the road from you. There's an old boy. We had a party line. Some of you don't know what a party line is, even though you're having a party, but I had a party line. You could pick it up and somebody would be on it. And they had an old boy that was a good friend of mine, lived across the road, and his name was Carl. Not Charles, but Carl. C-A-R-L. And I was listening to him. Carl was talking to his girlfriend. And he said, are you mad? And she said, yeah. Are you mad at what I said? She said, yeah. And he said, what I say. I didn't say nothing, but I could have told her. I'd been listening in the whole time. I listened in one time, and somebody said, who is that listening in? I said, I don't know, probably Mary. That was an old woman that lived, and she is a busybody. And I said, probably her. She listens to everybody else. I imagine she's listening in on this. Mary broke in, Dennis, I can't believe you said that about me. You don't never know physically, mentally, or whatever's going on in the world that we're living in. We're all different. But obviously, we're all important to God somehow or another. And let me tell you right now, you're going to find out that it's not fair for us to expect somebody to be just exactly like us. And make no mistake about it, is that you're going to find out that down the road, sooner or later, you're going to come to realize it doesn't matter how smart you are, how much you've digested into your well-being, and do that, and follow the Spirit of the Lord by the Word of God. Make no mistake about it, when the Declaration of Independence was all men are created equal. That's not true. That's not true according to the Bible. Some God gave five talents to, and some he only gave two, and one he only gave one. Do you imagine, don't you imagine to know that God knew that person that he only gave the one was going to hide it? And he wasn't even going to use it. I want to say in closing as we get ready to go, that when they say that all men are created equal, that's just not true. It's never been true. It's not true right now. It won't be true tomorrow. We're all of us different by race. We're all of us different by age. We're all of us different by gender. You see what I'm talking about? Let me tell you right now. In the book of Leviticus in chapter number 27, there's a passage or two that we ought to look at. But in Leviticus in chapter number 27, if you read that chapter, and we're not going to take time to go through all of it, but we're going to look at a few things. And what we're going to see is that the world is going to call you a sexist, a racist, a male chauvinist, or whatever it is they can pin on you. But make no mistake about it, if you read Leviticus chapter number 27, here's what it's going to prove. It's going to prove Darwin, women's lib, civil rights activists, all of that bunch is wrong. This Bible said that when you begin to look into it in verse number 3 of Leviticus 27, and thy estimation shall be the male from 20 years old even unto 60 years old, and even thy estimation shall be 50 shekels of silver. That's the price God put upon it. Verse number 4, and if it be a female, then thy estimation shall be 30 shekels of silver. There's 20 shekels left, isn't it? That's less than what? 30 shekels is what the Lord's betrayal was. Remember that? And ages 5 to 20, if it's a male, worth 20 shekels of silver. A female, worth 10 shekels of silver. See that? When you begin to look at it and see it, verse 8, but if he be poor, then the estimation, then he shall present himself before the priest, and the priest shall value him according to his ability, that vowed shall be priest value him. I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that when you're valued according to your ability, it'll tell off whatever God's going to demand from you. God's not going to demand from me whatever your ability is. God's going to demand from me whatever my ability is and what it could be by the grace of God in following the Spirit of the Lord by the Word of the Lord. The Bible said over there in the book of Ezra chapter number 2 and about verse 69, he said he gave them after their ability. In Daniel chapter 1 and verse number 4, the children they were there with their ability to stand before the king. In the book of Acts in chapter 11 and verse 29, you're going to find out is that people gave according to their ability to send relief to Judea. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we're going to close there. In the book of 1 Peter chapter number 4, and about verse number 11, there's a passage that we're going to look at, and then we're going to be closing out. In 1 Peter chapter number 11, and the Bible, chapter 4, excuse me, verse 11. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. And the Bible said, when you read that passage, now, but rejoice in as much as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, and when you glory, you shall be revealed, you may be glad with exceeding joy. Now, here's verse 14. Now, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. And he said, for the spirit of the glory of the Lord God resteth upon you, and for their of their part he's evil spoken of, but of your part he's glorified. Look in verse number 11 now. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man may minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion and forever and ever. Amen. Don't worry about the fiery trial. Don't be guessing about that. Just simply operate in according to the ability and the capability that God has given you. Now, I can tell you right now is the Bible said that in stewards it's required that a man be found faithful. You may not be able to know how to preach. That's fine. You may not know how to lead a song. That's fine. But I guarantee you know how to be faithful unto God. You know how to be faithful. And if you'd be faithful unto God, I can promise you, you cannot give a cup of cold water unto one of his children without him rewarding you for giving that cup of cold water. If you'll just simply turn loose of yourself and society's thinking and just get this, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. If you have the mind of Christ, I can tell you, you can be faithful unto God. I've had some of the best people that I've had in all these years of ministry have been elderly folks, sometimes women, sometimes a few men. But let me tell you, they were faithful. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time, they were faithful to the things of God. And you may not know how to do a whole lot more, but I guarantee you, God will give you the grace to be faithful unto him. And one of these days, he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make thee ruler over many. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, I want to thank you for loving us even while we were unlovable. There may be somebody here this morning say, preacher, I'm ready to know Christ in the free pardon of sin. Lord, I pray that be so. And dear God, I pray that you'd help them and draw them unto thyself. We pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. Now we thank you, Lord, for these that have gathered here, and we ask your blessings upon them in Jesus' name.